This past week saw a couple of days in New Jersey of pretty bitterly cold weather, and if the reports hold, there's some more bad cold weather on the way just around the corner. In your daily travels, did you happen to see any dogs or outside in the yard, either tethered or not in that cold weather? Did you know there's a law in New Jersey against that? It was passed back in August of 2017, making it unlawful to expose any dog, domestic companion animal, or service animal to adverse environmental conditions for more than 30 minutes unless the animal has continuous access to proper shelter as defined in the law, New Jersey's tethering restriction and proper outdoor shelter law. If you want to look it up, Act also specifies tethering, meaning leashing requirements, and what constitutes adverse environmental conditions. Law advises corrective actions to be taken before issuing any summonses or arrest of any pet owner. Adverse environmental conditions. That means 32 degrees Fahrenheit or below, 90 degrees Fahrenheit or above. Also exposure to direct sunlight, hot pavement, or any other hot surfaces that would pose a risk to the health or safety of the animal. Cold weather, precipitation-related environmental conditions, including not limited to wind, rain, snow, ice, sleet, or hail. It's illegal to tether a dog in any of these ways. With a tether on which more than one dog is restrained, with a tether less than 15 feet in length, or which doesn't permit the dog to walk at least 15 feet in any direction, with a tether that permits the dog to reach another dog, an object, or location that poses a risk of entanglement, strangulation, drowning, or the harm to the health or the safety of the dog, in a manner that exposes the dog to adverse environmental conditions more than 30 minutes, the use of a choke collar, prong collar, head harness, a chain with metal links that are more than 1/4 inch thick, or a tether collar or harness to which a weight is attached. It's also illegal to tether a dog in a manner that prevents the dog's access to sanitary and liquid water when it's tethered more than 30 minutes. If the dog is a nursing female or is less than 4 months old outdoors between the hours of 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., can't do that as well. Proper shelter is defined as being adequately ventilated so the animal remains dry and maintains a normal body temperature and allows animal to have access to clean potable water and exposure to natural or artificial light for a regular cycle of day and night. Be soundly constructed, good repair, no sharp points, edges, clean waste, no debris laying around, and yet it has to have a floor as well. Additionally, while animal control officers and humane police are primarily tasked with enforcing a law like this, state law gives authority to any local law enforcement official to enforce these provisions if animal control officer or humane police, if they're not immediately available. While this is a great law that protects animals, New Jersey is still neglectful. Did you know that if you see a dog locked in a car during extreme cold or heavy-duty heat, it is against the law for you to rescue that dog by breaking into that vehicle? That law, by the way, also keeps police from doing anything. Jimmying the door open or breaking the window to get the dog out. All you could do is, if the vehicle's in a store parking lot, write down the make, model, plate number of the vehicle, go inside and have the owner paged, and, hope they respond, at least.